Welcome to season three.
We aspire to be piss poor.
I'm all for eating more meat.
Cut that out in anyway,
Oh, let me just tell you one more thing. So I couldn't take my coat off, so I had to sit all the way through the performance in the coat. They got my boobs out.
Yes. Recording.
I'm ready for bed.
And I'm tired out.
Energy levels.
Zapped.
Let's get them up. What do you do is get your energy levels up.
Yeah, no. Go for a run.
No. Does that get your energy levels up?
No, I'm endorphins. Anyway, what we're talking about. Good evening, Angony. Happy Dad Tales, my friend.
Angony? Have you met me before?
What?
What did you say then? What did you call me?
Andy?
Did you?
I don't know. I ain't got a clue what I said. We'll find out when I play it back later on in the week.
Good evening, Leon. Happy Dad Tales Day.
How's your week been, my friend?
Tell me about your week first. Because my week will lead nicely into what we're going to talk about today.
Really? Oh, nice. I've had a really stressful work week. Annoyance. But I don't want to talk about it because I was that crying.
Work. So this time last year, it was the house, wasn't it?
Yeah, now it's work. I just work's just consuming my life at the moment. Just can't seem to get away from it. This because we're bedding into a new building. Seems to be something always that I'm having to deal with. I thought it was going to be one of those things when you're like, you know, like because. My biggest, two and a half years, my biggest problem has been the pool and staff and me thinking, someone could fucking drown. You know, them sort of things, making sure they're crossing T's, dotting I's. This should be simple. I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah, you'd also like to think less people, less problems.
Exactly, yeah. I seem to have more problems at the moment.
Less people, more problems. It is still a bedding in period, though, isn't it?
Yeah, we're 3 weeks in and I don't know. I think by end up, I don't think it's getting any better. It's just the problems we've got, we can't rectify. That's the problem.
The problems you have is that there's 742 days in January.
Yeah. Feels like it, doesn't it?
When's payday?
Oh, mate, I'm brassic. I am brassic. I said to someone the other day, I can't remember the last time I was actually this, like, not desperate for money. I'm like begging, like, give me some money. But I'm like, wow, I'm deep in the overdrive.
We'll put the crowdfunding link into the description.
Yeah, to the point where I had to move some money to stop myself going over my overdraft.
Oh, I do that weekly.
I was like, Jesus, this has been a while.
I do that weekly, yeah.
But yeah.
I don't have any kidneys left.
And I went to Home Bargains the other day and I had to check my bank to make sure some money that I was going to buy. I was going to buy a bottle of pop and some crisps. I thought I'd best just double check I've got money in my bank to cover this £1.20.
It's first world problems, isn't it, when you're walking around. With your iPhone.
Yeah, checking in my bank.
Checking my bank statement. And going, have I got 77p left? Yeah. We've all walked around shops at some point and added up what we're going around.
Yeah.
Making sure we've got enough. It's part of life.
Yeah.
It? It's a tough month, is January.
Do you know what? You're getting a bit of a catch-22, as in like, really, I could combat this by making a salad the night before for my thing, being, you know, meal prepping.
Yeah.
But I just don't. I just seem to get up, go, and I'm like, can't function if I need something to eat or drink or whatever, and I've no drinks bottle in me. Do you know what I mean? I'm like, best just pop shot, get a bottle of pop and just some crispy time bite. I shouldn't really do that, do you know what I mean? But
yeah, I know what you mean. I'm same with, like, I don't do a big shop. Mm. I think if I did a big shop, it'd probably work out cheaper. But I just go, well, what do I fancy today?
Yeah, yeah. And then go get that. Yeah.
And then when you go to shop, I don't just buy what I mean.
No.
And I'm constantly picking up something. Yeah. That's where the costs incurred, isn't it? And same, I'll make a pack up. If I'm in the office, I'll make a pack up. But I take loads.
Oh, dear.
And I take loads, weirdly, because in my old job, I used to do a lot of driving. And to combat boredom, I ate. And I feel like when I'm in the car now, I have a half an hour drive from the office to my home. I'll take stuff in my pack up and I think, right, I'll eat that from my pack up. I'll have that mid-morning and I'll have that in car on the way home.
And then I'll put my tea on.
Yeah. No, then I'll have a snack when I get in. And then I'll have my tea later on. Ah, oh, my forget.
I love eating though. I proper love eating.
It's, yeah. I need to figure something else out.
It's one of my favourite things to do, is eat, I think. I look forward to it. I'm eating, thinking about what I'm going to. So I'm having my dinner, thinking, what should I have for my tea?
I'm exactly the same.
Eating my tea. What's for supper? I'm so. I can't wait for breakfast.
Is that a week? Like a rabbit?
Yeah. No, it's not healthy though. It's not like a carrot. No. It's crisps or
I'll get
chocolate.
Up for breakfast and all right. What am I having for dinner? What if I'm hungry mid-morning?
Yeah. Have you ever, as well?
Yes.
I had it for a while. I wake up at night and go, I feel a bit hungry. I'm going down and get something to eat.
No, right. I haven't, and I'm really against this because I think you do not need to be.
No, no, no. I wake up and go, oh, I feel a bit hungry. Yeah, Mr. Bissima. Instead of rolling over and going, go back to sleep.
Yeah, I have woke up feeling hungry, but I've never gone down and got something to eat. I've got to a point now where I take water to bed with me because if I just get a dry mouth at night, I need a drink of water.
And what are you talking about? Gold, this is podcast gold.
Absolute gold.
When I'm in my ward, I'm like, yeah.
I've got so lazy now, I can't be bothered to roll over and have a drink.
Because I know you can't have a drink.
Because if I have a drink, I'm going to need piss. And my toilet's miles away, Miles.
So, big ass, big mansion. Oh, Rudy, other side. So East Wing, isn't it? I forgot
it's
about
like,
that.
It's like Weatherspoon's my toilet. It's miles away.
So next thing you'll be taking is like a B-day to bed or something, won't you?
Well, that's my next thing. Put like one of them bags on.
Have you ever tried peeing in one of them pots? Them like kidney pot things?
No, I don't think I've ever given a sample.
No, I'm not. Like, do that. You're not putting a sample in one of them. They're actually literally pissing in like those big, like a shoe in it, like a bucket shoe, like a plastic cup.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
Literally for peeing in.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't think I have. No.
I have. When I come over, broke my leg.
Yeah.
And I sat downstairs. I'm peeing in that and drinking.
Drinking from it.
Gave me vitamins back in. Ooh, here we go.
Can't be bothered to pour it out. I'm just drinking.
At one point, I'm like, which is my rum? Which is my piss?
Good times.
Yeah, that was good. That was good, that. Like proper
broken leg.
Homed into me. Alcoholism, that.
Yeah, it's good to have a time where you can just go,
yeah,
I can drink. And I've got no excuse. Well, can't drive.
The thing is, Amy's enabler on that one. Because she'd leave for work, bottle of rum, bottle of Coke, some snacks, and I went. Because obviously, when I first did it, I couldn't bear weight, and I was crawling around Alps. I got into a right state, that. I'm sure I've talked about this on the podcast. I got into a right state.
It's good state. I mean, she's coming off from work.
I'm actually steaming. It was. I was crawling upstairs and stuff. It was brilliant. Good times.
Good times.
Good times.
You should have really just got your setup upstairs, shouldn't you? Bought TV up and you've not even gone out of bed.
No, I couldn't do that. I'm not a TV person in the bedroom. Huh. Beds for sleeping. I watch my phone, don't get me wrong. I still watch my phone stuff. But if I had a bed, if I had a TV in the bedroom, I won't leave the bloody room. It'd be dangerous.
And an ensuite.
Yeah.
Ensuite.
Ensuite. How's your week been then? Come on, let's get into this topic. How's your week been?
It's been shit. And I was thinking this. I tell you, so for everybody that listened to last week's podcast, that was the podcast that was never meant to go out.
Yeah.
It was the one that we recorded. And then we thought we'd record it, another one of us listening to the recording. I actually listened to it and I thought it was really good.
Did you?
Yeah.
See, I was the other way around. I thought, what have we done here? This is like a car crash.
What we said.
They've gone back to watch the car crash.
Right at the very end, it said somewhere, if this podcast goes out, someone's gone drastically wrong. And it was just one of them weeks.
It's been
a shit week trying to sort stuff out personally. And we just meant we couldn't get together.
No.
So that one had to go out. And then I was thinking, well, what? We've always said this podcast is about just us, just having a chat and stuff like that. And we've done serious podcasts, but the majority of the stuff we do is very much light-hearted.
Yeah.
So it got me thinking, and I've had a few thoughts this weekend. I've spent way too much time on my own. Deep thoughts. I'll tell you about my next one in a second. But I'm thinking, how do we balance up still being real and saying about like problems that we've got? You said about like being stressed and out of work against just not trying to take ourselves too seriously. I know I want to go into what's happened this week.
Yeah,
a lot
yeah.
of the stuff's not my story to tell, but it's been just a shit week.
Yeah.
So my second deep thought was this one, right? I don't know where this gun came from. If you die and go to heaven, do you stay the same age as when you died?
Yeah.
Right, so what I'm thinking, if you knew somebody, so you lost your brother and your sister.
Yeah.
So if they've gone to heaven at their age and you live to be older than them, will you meet them in heaven older so they'll now be younger than you?
That's deep. That is deep.
And I don't know.
Did we take your mushrooms? LSD laid there going, yeah, but if they're that old, then I'm this old, then I'm now the older brother.
It was one of them. Was...
And now you do what I tell you to do.
And how will that work in heaven? And it then got me just, then it was rabbit hole after rabbit hole. And
come on, where'd you go next? I don't know.
It was just weird.
Like, do you reckon you're wearing the same clothes as what you died in? So imagine if you like operating table, you're naked. You're walking around heaven naked.
Oh, what would have been with your little sister?
No. Or a gown with your ass hanging out of that.
Yeah, and then, but no, because all ghosts wear Victorian clothes.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
So you, when you get to heaven, you just automatically get Victorian clothes.
You're like a caveman ghost.
No. Do you believe in ghosts?
No. No, oh, no. No, I don't. Before getting going as rabbit hole.
But they're like a pet's in heaven as well.
Yeah.
Do they have their own heaven?
They must do, because you've never seen a dinosaur, have you?
But no, but what if, like, your pet, like, if it's only got three legs, like you've got a dog, would in heaven it have four legs?
No, don't get
would,
it back.
Would God just go,
I'll be back.
You've had a tough one.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Do you pay for things in heaven?
I don't know. It's all free. Everything's free. So you can get kicked out of heaven. So when you get to heaven, you do some wrong in heaven, you get kicked out. These are the questions we need to get a vicar on. Anyone want to be a vicar and answer these questions for us?
Yeah.
I was about to say something then. No, I don't believe in ghosts, but I went to Leicester the other day. So Leicester is shut at the moment and we're in a temporary venue.
So stay out.
I had to go in. I went in at like 11 o'clock because I had to go back in for something. My own fault. I've been messing with a plant room, and luckily I did go back in because I left some other left on. So I went back in. I woke up at 10 o'clock. Amy's like, where are you going? I'm off to work. I've just realised what I've done. So I went back in, and obviously it's dark, do you know what I mean? And I went through a door, and I had my torch on. As I went through my door, I saw myself, if that makes sense. And I was like, oh, Jesus Christ!
You've aged.
Yeah. But it took me like a couple of seconds to like, you know, register what I was looking at, because I was like, sort of like, I scared myself, and I went, who is me? Who is me? And I was like, I proper shit myself. But then I was like, what an idiot, do you know what I mean? And then, like, I was leaving, like, you know, like sheepish, you're like, don't look at windows, don't look at things. What's that going to do, do you know what I mean?
You're still there.
Yeah, exactly, I still see myself.
Do you have a reflection in heaven?
I don't know. There's mirrors in it, what do you need mirrors for? Your hair's going to be done all the time, innit?
Is it?
I hope so. Hey, a packet of air back. Come here. Big Elvis quick.
Yeah, maybe you get like one wish when you get in there. Get
in there. Go, what do you want? I'll take a massive quick
mullet.
Hey, the back mullets.
I know. And then would you have to like get haircuts? Do you have to exercise? Who cooks your food? Do you do it yourself?
I don't think you need all these things, mate.
After rabbit hole. What, so you don't need to eat?
I'm guessing you believe in heaven.
Well, I don't know. I'd like to think, I suppose, it's a nice place to go afterwards. Hmm. Not really sure. Should we go with today's
lesson? Yeah, this lesson. Can we today's lesson? What are you teaching Leon this week?
So, I'm going to absolutely flip things.
Not the table.
Not the table.
Boom.
And so, this is a surprise for you. You know nothing about this. And this is something...
Please keep your clothes on. Please.
So, I think we need to do this.
Served.
So this is a brand new pack. It's not been opened. You know nothing about this.
I don't know what this is.
So this is basically a game between me and you. We have to agree a time frame on it. We split the cards, but I'm thinking we'll just do... like four cards each.
Okay.
So basically on these cards, it's like a task for the other person.
Uh-huh.
And you can serve this at any point.
To be said, you've got to make them want a coffee.
Yeah. It could be give me your trousers. So if I knock on your door, serve you with that card, you've got to give them your trousers.
Can I go put another pair of trousers on?
Yeah. Unless you go to heaven.
Imagine me saving your pants off and get knocked off. Oh, shit, I'm in boxes.
I wish I had worn clean pants.
We should put pants on.
So I got this, and I got it at Christmas, and I meant to do it, and I'll be honest, I forgot all about it. Why has that gone off?
Oh, nice.
So let's do it now.
Let's do it, yeah.
Oh, it's because my charger's gone off there, but let me get that plugged back in just a sec. Professional as always.
We don't need it. So, right, okay. So are you then going to do the cards with the rest of your family then?
No, because there's different editions of this.
Right.
So this is BFF's edition.
All right, best friend.
So you can have like a partner edition. So you and Amy could get a set.
Oh, watch it.
I don't know what's in the partner. I think there are maybe some bits in there. I can't even get this open. I think you might even be able to get like children's edition or like a family one.
Yeah.
So you could do it with... Oh, this is 18 plus, so I genuinely don't know what's on these cards either. But if we go crazy...
I am not touching you. That is what... If I get to go on the cards, you're going to throw it on the floor and say, nah, I'm not doing it.
But we don't show each other what we've got either.
Oh.
So I don't know what you've got. So it could be, if you knock on my door, serve me with this card. So we've got a bit of greens that we do this, and it's buy me a takeaway. I'm buying you a takeaway.
Oh, nice.
So...
But any time?
At any time.
No questions asked.
No questions asked. So if we're somewhere, oh my God, this is going to be... So we've got, if we do four cards each,
yeah,
right, because it will go crazy otherwise, and I'll just be right here. So we'll do four cards each. We've got to agree.
There's no one that's a sleepy wife, is there? Sorry, love, how are you come?
We agree.
Yeah.
So we've got to give a time frame on this. Are we going to go, what, 6 months?
Well, I think let's get the game going a bit quicker. That's something you've got to do within a month.
No, because no, it's got to, because you've got to not know when it's going to happen.
All right, okay. I'll do mine tomorrow. Come on, you go. There you go.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, take that. Have some of that.
I'm gonna ruin
your day.
I'm going to have to put CCTV up outside.
So when you open that box, you're going to be able to see what it is?
I don't know. All right, so there's... Right, I'm just trying not to do it. I'm going to shuffle them.
Yeah.
And I presume that there's a back and a front.
There are game rules out there.
Yeah. Oh, there's a card here called the Big Fat No card. The ultimate card. Oh, the Not Today Satan card. The ultimate card. Can only one per player and must be used wisely. So you can turn it down.
Nah.
Should we go through? We should not bother with them.
Nah.
Right, so no, we don't want the Big Fat No card. Also, there's a back to a front, so I can... Big Fat No card.
This is for girls and girls. It's the girls edition.
Is it?
Best friends, girly best friends. So if I want to come plait my hair, I can't wait for you to plait my hair, my back hair.
Right, so if there's one that says, like, comfort you during your period.
Just no, don't come down with a hot water bottle, a blanket, I'm just going to lay there and go...
For what, 5 days?
Ooh. I should laugh a joke because some people have really bad periods.
I know. I don't know why I'm shuffling these because I don't know what's on them.
Yeah. Spence is killing me.
Stop trying to look.
I'm going to show my fans.
Well, then I'll watch the video. I'll be honest, I'm a bit nervous.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope it's
so
really
I've taken
good.
Out the rejection cards. We can't turn it down, so it's got to be done. So what day is it today? It's the 22nd
of January.
Of January. So we're saying...
22nd of July, then, isn't it?
22nd of July.
Yeah. 1st of July.
1st of July. 1st of July
and
is
then
the last day.
Then we'll get another 4 for back
end. For back end of the year. 1st of July is closing day. The best we possibly can as well. We should try and film these.
But yeah, when someone's come to do it, yeah.
Yeah. So if we see BBC back to Right. Is any of yours that I can't do, like the if I've bought the pack that's specifically for women here, that is like, it's the girls' edition. Now, why have I picked that? Have you got, what are you thinking? Oh, that's a good one. Dead air.
Yeah. The problem is I'm struggling to read. I've got one card here I don't understand. I've got a card I don't understand. I've got kind of...
Do you want to exchange it? Because I think I might have one as well that I don't really get. So that one, I'm good with that one.
I'm good with mine.
Is there just one you don't understand?
I don't understand, and I don't think you'll understand when I show you. So give me another card.
So should we just, well, we'll just do that. That's all right. Yeah. We'll put that one to the bottom.
Yeah, got that. So this is what I have. Look, it's blank. So I guess I could make my own chuffing thing up.
Oh, yeah. It's too late. You should.
I'm right in saying I could make my own thing up there.
Yeah. We should really read the instructions, but I wanted it to be raw and just kind of gone.
Well, unless you know where that is. 12 card
that's
now.
That's straight in there. Ooh. Right, so I just need to make sure.
Yes, I think I had to send her a card there that was make me own rules up.
Should have kept that, shouldn't I? Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah. So I'm up with mine.
Yeah, I'm up with mine. Well, that's the name of the game, isn't
it? So there, we'll put them to the top.
What's that then? What's that one?
They're big fat no cards. So if...
Right. So just get a flavour of it. Not of our own. Just turn a couple over and we'll just talk about what sort of things you could end up with.
Yeah. So you take the bottom ones then. You take them too. I'll take these two.
So the girls' night card. Just when you thought you were gonna have the night, or a night in watching rom coms and sipping fancy teas, you've gone and played the girls' night card like some sort of crazy lunatic.
Oh.
So gotta go out instead of staying in. So
yeah.
Out,
so that'd have been a good hour because knock on door, we're going out.
The time wrap card. For one whole day, you have to change your Facebook profile picture. Back to the first one you ever uploaded. So
this is a very girly.
Yeah.
So I've got the Mi Casa Es Su Casa card, which is come to mind, your house sucks. Your house is way better than mine. And the other one, this one's quite a good one. The card grants you the power. So it's called the Sorcerer Stylist card. This card grants you the power to dress your BFF however you like for one day.
Fuck that.
Tart them up, tone them down, or send them out the door in something completely ridiculous.
I love that we've got girls' cards. Put a bit of lip on your lads in a week. Off you go. Well,
the transferable, I suppose. Mine are.
Dress me up. What are you dressing me up in?
I could just put you in anything.
PJ's right there.
Yeah, let's get tested.
To be fair, I should rock up work. I said you to work in. Stupid. And then fuck that, I won't be doing it. No, I'm actually rocking up to work in with fucking jammers.
We live for you.
Yeah.
And a wig on.
A boss comes in. What the fuck are you doing today? Well, what do you believe? We served his thing. That got down well, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. I wonder if I could just very quickly see if there's any. Served stories. Why did I pick?
Because you've gone BFF, so you've seen BFF, haven't you?
Yeah.
Thinking we're BFFs, but BFF is quite a girl thing, isn't it? But is that BFFs?
Are we not?
No, we're not. We're not 12-year-old girls. Right, I'm in bookbind at work. Lem is my BFF.
Heart. Yeah, so we're going to have to try the best we possibly can wherever
to
we can. To man them up and record whatever we can. Yeah, I can't find some stories.
What's the numbers at the bottom, by the way? What numbers you got at the bottom of yours? Because I've got number twos on all mine.
Yeah, I think that means you have to do it and then have a shit.
I hope so. This one here is like someone shits on your chest. So.
I've got number twos on all mine. Speaking of number twos, just as we're, you know, revealing stuff, I've been keeping a record of how many number twos I do.
Why? What, and consistency? Like,
just I only started on the 4th of January.
Why?
Because I'd seen it on some sort of social media and I thought...
Yeah, serial killer. Keeping an eye on his shit.
I've got no else to do.
Next, we'll be selling them on Facebook with a belly button fluff. A box of shit.
You think I could sell me on shit?
Oh, man, I don't even get into it, but why?
Because it's a discussion I have with my children that I don't think I abnormally poo an orb on a weird amount, But like Lexi poos like once a week.
Him poos like once a week. Even like once a month, him sometimes.
How is that possible?
Sometimes like a fanfare. I'm like, what's going on? Oh, mum's a jitter.
I've done like four of the day.
Oh, I'll some days do two, one morning, one afternoon.
Yeah.
Every morning, I tell you what, I don't want to get into this because it's disgusting. But I am regular as you like. To the point where I wake up, I move around, climb out of bed, but bowels just go, you're awake, you're off toilet, mate. First thing I do is go for a turd.
Yeah.
God, man. And then sometimes I'll have an afternoon one. But yeah, every day.
Do you not try holding it to get to work?
Oh, I can't. It's all the place.
I'm like that with peas now. Just can't keep it in.
Oh, what a world.
What a world.
What a world.
Let's finish there before we go too deep.
Keep smiling. You got a plan for next week? Got anything to look forward to? Just, I know you said we were going to finish. Have you got anything good to look forward to coming up?
No.
So start off a bit drab and dreary and then...
Yeah, so this was something that I've been talking to like a lot of my learners about having something this year to look forward to.
Yeah.
My big thing this year for me was my camper van. That was my ambition for this year. My roof's fucked. I ain't got a camper van this year.
Oh, shit. So, insurance not helping?
No. So I need something to look forward to. We've got some stuff booked, haven't we? We've got some days out and stuff like that.
Yeah.
We've got some comedy gigs and that, haven't we?
Oh yeah, I'm glad to spot you.
We have to go watch Frank Skinner. And Ian Smith.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's in my diary. I need to double check that's in my diary. You'll be ringing me going, rough out. I'm like, look, you know.
Yeah, you're probably on holiday. So. I want more stuff booking.
Yeah.
More stuff like in the diary. I want something to look forward to. And as much as they are, I want something big.
Yeah. I get what you mean.
So I'm in the depths of that. Yeah. I'm kind of handcuffed a little bit about the roof.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how much that's gonna cost.
And you can't just think, oh, I'll do it next year.
Yeah.
It
needs doing.
Yeah.
It definitely needs doing. So that's got to happen. And then so not else really that I want. But I think it's important to have something to work towards.
Mm.
But I just need to figure out what that is.
Yeah, yeah.
What about you?
Same, mate, I'm sort of look forward to, because I seem to be stuck in like a repetitive cycle. As much as like first world problems, my life is great. I mean, kids are growing up great. I'm doing football. But you're stuck in the same thing over and over again.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just can't switch off. So I need something to, I need, so I'm at my best. I'm all or nothing. When I'm doing like some sort of sporting, something that leads up, something I need something to
focus on.
Yeah, and I think I need to do some sort of sporting something.
That's the other thing. I want to feel like I've achieved something this year.
Mm.
I don't know. I told you I'm in ballot for Great North Running.
Yeah, you did tell me. Even though every time you do it, I fucking never do that again.
It was awful. I think there is some slight redemption on last year because it was so bad that I feel like I need to. Yeah.
I genuinely don't think I couldn't run a marathon. I can run a marathon. I can't. No, I don't want to run a marathon. Yeah, that's the thing.
That's the difference.
I don't want to train for a marathon. Same with sporties. I don't want to go back to triathlons. But then I'm a bit knackered then really what to do.
Yeah. Me and Ellie have got one of them fit, tough mudder things.
Yeah, yeah.
Me and Ellie have booked one of them. So but again, that's something that I think you'll do. There's no time frame on it.
No, no.
There's as much as we was never going to win triathlons. You did them as a sense of achievement, and this will be the same. It'll be good to obviously go around with Ellie and that. But
what might you mean, will it windmere? That'd be quite good.
Great North Swim.
Yeah. I went swimming the other day. And I just lost my love for the swimming as well.
It's so hard. It's so hard to find. And the thing is, whenever we do stuff logistically, just it's a nightmare.
Yeah.
You got to so I did Great North Swim a few years ago. Drove up there in the morning, did it, and then drove back. And it was just such a long ass day. But then you think, otherwise, I've got to get a hotel. And it becomes expensive, doesn't it?
I'll wait till you get a camper van, then I'll do it.
Yeah. You might be waiting a while. I promised I'd have a boat by the time I was 40. That never happened. I wanted my boat. But I say that, but I'm glad I haven't now. Because I think a camper van was so much better.
Yeah. So yeah, I think there's more freedom with a camper van.
Yeah, and I think as well with a boat, because say you're moored up somewhere near us, if I go away for a week, I've basically got 3.5 days to get somewhere and I've got to turn around and come straight back.
Yeah, so I just want to got a narrow boat. The bought a narrow boat, fair play. But then it moored in our town. So the best I could do was, because you have to go up and then find somewhere to turn around, or you just go in reverse.
Yeah.
So as if you can just spin it around or go off left and go right, or just you're doing the same. So they kept doing the same strip.
Yeah.
So they go for like a weekend away, but they set it here and just go the exact. They're not going. It's not as if they can beat the weekend and you know get a bit further on down the road. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't understand what you're doing here.
You've got to make it worthwhile. You've almost got to take it somewhere, leave it.
Yeah.
And then get a train back.
Yeah. And then go get and then go on again.
Yeah, yeah.
But it just blew my mind. So I was thinking, so for the last year, most weekends you've gone up river to come back down river.
Like the next town.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't understand it.
You may as well just stay, don't you?
Yeah, yeah, left it moored up, we just got in and yeah, and pretended moving around.
Chugger, chugger, chugger. So yeah, apart from that.
I wonder what narrow boats are.
They're expensive.
Are they really expensive?
Really expensive, yeah.
Are they really?
Yeah, big time.
You think,
so
you
yeah, I think a camper van's a better option because you can go obviously different places, can't you? But I've got a route planned as well.
A route planned?
I've got a route planned.
What, a UK route plan?
No, European route.
Where are we going?
For like 4 days.
Where are we going?
So
I know it's close to your family, but where are we going?
Calais. So Dover, Calais. Oh, God, I forgot the place. What's the?
Oh, Barcelona Magnus
again. Dunkirk.
Yeah, yeah.
So up through Belgium, we went to the Zeelander Islands.
No,
it's like all definitely. It's like loads of islands, loads of beaches and stuff around there, up to Amsterdam, back to Rotterdam, ferry home.
All right,
about 4 days. I just
sounds good.
It's not gonna happen now.
No, it's gonna happen, but not just, yeah,
got a convertible house.
Take it with you.
But yeah, so that's it. So I'm encouraging everybody now. We're not into resolutions, though. We said that. Let's not do a resolution. You set yourself up for a fall, but just do something that you want to look forward to.
Yeah.
That's the best way, isn't it? I need to do somewhere. I need to exercise. And that starts.
So, do you know what I said? I need to look forward. I've got a stag do end of February. So, something to look forward to.
It is, yeah. I think that's important. I think it's important.
Yeah.
Something to look forward to and a bit of personal achievement.
Yeah.
And I'm going to absolutely hammer you and served.
I hope so. Can't wait.
Right, I'm off.
Toodaloo.
Keep smiling.
Stay safe.
And I'll see you next Thursday.
See you next Thursday.
Thank you for listening right to the end of this week's podcast. We hope that you've enjoyed it. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at dad_tales_, or get involved by emailing us at dadtales@outlook.com. You can also now join our Facebook page by searching Dad Tales.
Keep the feedback coming. We are genuinely humbled by all the input and the comments you're providing us. Stay safe, celebrate small victories, and keep smiling.